Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio at the new SDPB Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. And today, all well-protected eyes turn to the sky for the great American eclipse. This morning, SDPB's Chris Loffrey caught up with our reporters on the road to totality. We'd like you to bring you a few thoughts from Steve Rakusik, China Lockett, and Brian Gevick. But first, if you remember 1979, you might remember that year total eclipse, and you might recognize this first voice, that of Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. For parts of North America, the sun went out today. For a little under 3 minutes, the forces of darkness ruled in daylight as a great swath of shadow up to 190 miles wide cut across the continent from the coast of Oregon to Greenland. It was the last total eclipse of the sun for North America until the year 2017.
This is Steve Rakusik with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Steve. Tell us exactly where you're at.
I am in Kearney, Nebraska, at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, which is approximately 3 hours south of Yankton and an hour to the west.
So kind of basically describe the scene for us. What does it look like there?
Right now I'm on the campus here, and right on the football field. That's where the event's going to take place. And right now it's just massive setup. Everything from, you know, a lot of these air playables being set up, a lot of media around here doing interviews this morning already, and mostly a lot of setup. There's also a lot of college kids around because this is the first day of school, too.
Is there already excitement in the air for this event?
It seems like it. I know this morning, just in driving around and listening to people talk over coffee, we're trying to figure out exactly where they're going to be going. It's one of the issues, too, is cloud cover. Right now it looks great here, but there is some clouds building off in both the east and the west here, so we'll have to kind of see. But people are definitely planning this morning where to go.
So tell us maybe some of the conversations you've been hearing since you've been there.
Well, one of the kind of ones I didn't expect is sunscreen. I didn't consider it myself, but that's one concern people are talking about. That and the main thing is where to go. I mean, this morning, like last night, we were at the hotel there. The hotel was completely full of the parking lot. This morning, I got up early, and it was, half the cars were gone. I think people left this morning for different areas. But the main concern is they want to see this, and they want to see it with a clear sky.
Now, you said you woke up early, and did you peruse the parking lot by chance and get an idea of where people are coming from, like different license plates you may have seen?
We did that last night. We drove around the parking lot there at one of the hotels, and we counted 23 different states and then also one vehicle from Canada.
Wow. So of the lower 48, the furthest plate was from where?
We're looking at places everywhere, from Texas to New York to, Washington State. It kind of was a wide range. I know I listened to or visited with a group this morning, and it was some friends. One was coming from Boulder, Colorado, another one from Arizona, and they're actually meeting here to enjoy the eclipse. So that was one group I visited with. Another one, it was a family. This is kind of a 10-day trip. It was grandparents, their son, daughter-in-law, and a grandchild were making a 10-day trip out of it. This is kind of the capstone event and driving back. And they were coming in from New York.
The last time this happened was early in 1979. Have you by chance caught up or heard from anybody that witnessed that one?
I have not. I might before the end of the day here, but that was not another conversation this morning yet.
Steve Rakusik, SDPB, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the day.
Take care.
I'm SDPB's Brian Gevick.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Brian. Where exactly are you at?
I am in a little town called Fairmont, which is about 90 minutes due south of Yankton on Highway 81, and it's about 90 minutes west of Lincoln.
Give us an idea of what your surroundings look like right now.
I am at a city park, and there are quite a few people here. It's in the dozens, certainly not in the hundreds. The skies are somewhat overcast, very high clouds. I've talked to people here from Kansas, from Texas, and a group of people actually from Yankton who got up at 2:30 to drive down here. Everybody was concerned about traffic, but it really has been kind of a non-issue.
Nice. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on some of the conversations you may have had or having currently?
Well, so many people have come down here with their kids. As a matter of fact, I'm with a gentleman who actually is from a suburb of Milwaukee, and he is here with his two sons. One of them is about to head to the school in California, Stanford, actually, and the other one is going to be a junior. I can put him on the line if you like.
Sure, go ahead and do that. That'd be fantastic. Okay. A gentleman from Milwaukee.
This is Andy Brockus.
Andy from Milwaukee, Chris, bringing his kids. That's kind of cool.
Good morning, Chris. Happy Eclipse Day.
Happy Eclipse Day to you. Tell us how excited you are to be able to experience this with your children.
Well, we've certainly been anticipating it for some time. I'm a middle school science teacher, so part of what I teach is the solar system, and this came up, you know, a couple of years ago. We've been looking forward to it for a long time.
So this happened.
I got my kids with me and my wife, and we were able to book a room up in Columbus and made it down here. I have not seen my kids get out of bed and get ready so early ever in their life. They were waiting in the car, so we're excited for it.
So this happened in early 1979 last time. Were you able to witness that one or no?
No, I personally have seen a partial. I lived in Tennessee in the early 90s, and we were down there. We were able to project it and see, you know, the darkening and the crescent. But from what I understand, the totality is not to be missed, so we'll see if it lives up to expectations.
That's pretty exciting. Thanks for joining us today, and happy Eclipse Day, like you said, and good luck with your travels.
You bet. Wishing you clear skies. Thanks again.
Thank you. That's Andy from Milwaukee and Brian Gevick joining us from Fairmont, Nebraska. Brian, you still there?
I am.
This is fantastic. So briefly, are you seeing lots of traffic? Like, are you just seeing just chaos, or is it just really kind of controlled?
Oh, it is far from chaos, and there's not that much to control, to tell you the truth. We stopped at Interstate 80 to see what things are like, and there's a fairly steady stream of cars going west, because I think a lot of people are of the opinion that that's where there's going to be the least amount of cloud cover. That said, in talking to these people, they're saying that, yeah, it's not that busy until you try to get into a rest area, and they are jammed up completely.
Very good. Well, enjoy your day. STPB's Brian Gevick, thank you so much for your time and sharing your experience with us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
And I'm STPB's China Lockett.
Thank you so much for joining us today, China. Tell us where you're at.
Well, right now I am in Alliance, Nebraska. I just pulled into a parking lot where there's a bunch of people camped out. Some are looking through binoculars at the sun, and others are preparing their solar eclipse glasses to see the event later on this afternoon.
So did you bring your glasses? Are you prepared to see this?
Yes. I have my glasses, and I have a special filter for my camera so that we can hopefully get some good pictures of the eclipse. There are a couple worries that it's going to be cloudy later on. Right now, the clouds are kind of clearing up, but when you woke up, there was just this dense fog all around the city.
So explain your surroundings currently. What does it look like?
Well, there's a whole bunch of tents. There's some RVs. There's a table right next to me that's selling solar eclipse glasses and last-minute souvenirs. People have their tripods and their binoculars ready to go, and kids are running around with their solar eclipse glasses, kind of testing them out. Lawn chairs are being set up, and people just look really excited to be here.
So it's pretty safe to say that there's already excitement in the air where you're at.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone is set up, and most of these cars are from out of state. There's a lot of Colorado license plates here. And everybody just drove down to Alliance, Nebraska, this small town, and it's pretty crowded. It's pretty bumping here.
So you said Colorado license plates. How far, what other license plates are you seeing?
Well, there's some Nebraska that are actually camping out, so they probably drove in from other areas. There's some Mississippi. I saw a Florida one yesterday. And there's a couple South Dakota ones here, too, probably because it's pretty close to us. Later on, there's a team from Pine Ridge. The senior class at Pine Ridge is going to come down here and view the solar eclipse.
That'll be fun. I understand you spent some time with some students from the South Dakota School of Mines last night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this team from the South Dakota School of Mines is going to launch a weather balloon into the air. And this weather balloon is going to capture the solar eclipse from the sky. It's part of a NASA-funded project, and there's 55 other teams across the country that are doing this so that NASA can live stream the eclipse as it passes across the United States. They're going to capture totality.
Are you seeing a wide range of age groups?
Absolutely, yeah. There's some older people here, and there's, like, just regular young adults and their kids hanging out. Yeah, just everybody is here.
Are you seeing a lot of media there, or is it just sightseers?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of media, but I've heard from the School of Mines team that later on when the launch site, which is going to be set up 50 miles away from Alliance, so the balloon can fly up in the air and land here, there's going to be some local media there, and I think some South Dakota media is going to be covering it as well.
SDPB's China Lockett. We'll talk to you again here real soon, probably again tomorrow about this, but enjoy the event.
Thank you so much, Chris.
And you heard there from SDPB's Steve Rakusik, Brian Gevick, and China Lockett talking to Chris Lawfrey. On tomorrow's In the Moment, scenes from an eclipse with China Lockett. She'll be back. Plus, tune in today for special Facebook Live coverage hosted by PBS science correspondent Miles O'Brien. The event is a partnership with NOVA and PBS NewsHour. It features commentary by experts gathered to watch the eclipse along the path of totality in Irwin, Idaho. Find it at facebook.com/NovaPBS. And tonight on SDPB TV, NOVA's hour-long documentary, Eclipse Over America. It's the science series' most extensive, fast turnaround film to date. Discover the storied history of eclipse science and follow current cutting-edge research into the solar corona, while scientists and citizens alike observe the first total solar eclipse to traverse the U.S. mainland in more than a generation.